Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. Happy Tax Day. That sound you hear is a collective sigh of relief from accountants everywhere. No more cars in the parking lots on weekends of our tax preparers, and it's back to taking lunches like regular working stiffs. That's all I care to say about taxes this year. I'm going to change the subject. Election season is heating up. We all know there is a race for district attorney and two supervisors this June. I can only vote for the district attorney, but I enjoy keeping up with the other elections. While they only affect me indirectly, they do affect me nonetheless. I love everything about election time. I especially like city and county elections. I like voting, I like watching the candidates on Humboldt Access, and I like reading the blogs, even when they make my blood pressure rise. It's important for us to be informed and engaged voters. I encourage you to write a letter of support for your favorite candidate, watch a television candidate debate, or even put up a yard sign. If you aren't into politics, think of a candidate as your favorite sports team, a team you read everything you can get your hands on, watch every game, and wear their colors on game day. Even the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce has an election coming up. The chamber has an embarrassment of riches again this year. Six candidates that are highly motivated and who care about our business community. The chamber is a winner no matter who gets elected. It's a great situation to be in. My hope is that we will have the same circumstances for the Fortuna City Council election later this year. This is a cycle when three candidates are elected to serve on the council. One of the three incumbents has already said he is not running. Mike Losey's level-headed decision-making will be missed. Now is the time for forward-thinking Fortunans to step up and consider serving on the council. We have made great progress this year and cannot afford to go backward. We need people who care about our community and see the big picture. We are lucky to have a city manager who understands how to get us to where we need to go. We need the collaborations to continue. When a majority number of council members are up for election, anything can happen. Serving on the council is time-consuming. It's challenging. It's expensive to mount even the simplest campaign. And we can't function without one. It's truly the most important body of governance for incorporated towns. We need to make sure we have choices this election in Fortuna. One shameless plug for the Chamber annual dinner on April 28th at River Lodge. Please take a moment and make your reservation. Our business of the year is Sequoia Gas, and we have other awards that are still a secret that will be revealed that night, including Citizen of the Year. Happy Tax Day, happy election season. Until next time, this has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.